我们感谢神给我们有机会在这里一起的来敬拜他，学习他的话语。
We thank God for giving us the opportunity to study His words and worship Him together.
今天我的讲道跟以往所有的讲道很不一样。
Today my sermon is different from the past.
第一点就是以前所有的讲道的经文是我自己选的。
The first, in the past, I have chosen my own.A scripture for the sermon.
但是今天这一段的经文不是我自己选的。
But today, I didn't choose this scripture myself.
我刚刚在神学院就是修了一课，就是讲道学。
I have just finished learning a course on a sermon.
每一个学生就会被分派一段的经文，从雅各书里面分派一段的经文。
So every student in the class.Was assigned a passage from the book of James.
我是被分派要讲这个雅各书四章十一到十二节。
So I was assigned to preach on chapter 4, verses 11 and 12 of the book of James.
我一看这一段经文，我就不是很喜欢。
As soon as I read this scripture, I didn't like it very much.
因为是一个很难讲的一段经文。
It's a very difficult one to preach on.
第二个原因就是跟以往讲到不一样的是，我要根据这个课程里面它有一个的就是方程式，我一定要跟着这个次序这样子来讲。
The second difference from the past is according to the rules, there is a formula.In how to preach this, I have to follow those steps.
Right, 就是有一个 format, 是要
format.
对，所以呢，就是可能听起来更像是一个美国的牧师在讲道。
There sounds you're listening. It sounds like an American preacher is speaking.
对，所以跟以往我在以往的讲道，我是没有学讲道之前的讲道。
So the preaching that I did before is before I took this class.
今天的讲道是我学了讲道之后的讲道。
So today's preaching is after I took the class afterwards.
之后你可以跟我说究竟是进步了或者退步了。
Then afterwards you can tell me whether I made a progress or regress.
最近在我的家里面发生了一件事情。
Recently something happened in my home.
我家里面有三个女儿。
I have three daughters.
这个是大女儿的一个她很喜欢的一个手工。
So this is the oldest daughter is a craft.
对，是一个花。
It's a flower.
但是原来呢，其实是有这些蓝色的花的花的这个 petal 是在她的周围。
Originally there were those blue petals that were around this flower.
那有一天他回到家里的时候呢，我最小的女儿呢，她的手上就是拿着这一个花。
One day when she came home, my youngest daughter was holding this flower in her hands.
但是这个花在她的手里面的时候呢，这些蓝色的东西呢已经没有了。
But when this was in her hand, they lost all the blue petals.
那我的大女儿呢，就是很生气，就问我这个小女儿，她是两岁。
So my oldest daughter was very angry, so he asked this youngest, who is only two.
你为什么将我这些蓝色的这些花的这个 petal 只是拿走了？
Why did you take all my blue petals on the floor?
我最小的女儿因为只是两岁，所以她还不是很会讲一个句子。
My youngest daughter, because she's only two,She couldn't speak a full sentence yet.
但是在这个时候呢，我中间的那个女儿呢，她就走进来。
So during the middle, my middle daughter came in.
她说：“姐姐，其实是不关这个小的事，是我今天下午玩这个花的时候，不小心将这些蓝色的这些 petal 拿走的。”
So she told her sisters say that this is not our little sister's fault. I was playing with this afternoon.And I took away those blue petals.
所以意思呢，就是我的大女儿呢是怪错了我最小的那个女儿。
So in another way is that my oldest daughter blamed wrongly of my youngest daughter.
这一些的事情在每一天，在很多的家庭里面，在很多不同的场合里面都有发生。
Such things usually happen in every family, every situation.
意思呢，就是我们做判断的时候，我们觉得我们已经知道整个的事情，但是其实我们只是知道事情的一部分，然后我们就根据我们知道这的一部分做一个判断。
So what it really means is that when we making a judgment, we assume we know the whole story.But we only know part of it, and we made judgment based on partial knowledge.
往往我们的判断呢会错误。
Oftentimes our judgments are wrong.
而且呢，被我们错误判断的那一个人呢，他没有办法来表达他自己。
So the one that we judged wrong does not have opportunity to express himself.
好像我这个最小的女儿，如果她会讲话的话，那她就会说：“姐姐，你是……这个真的是不关我事的。”
For example, if my youngest daughter who can really speak, he can tell his sister that this is not my fault.
很多时候，当我们就是我们有一些就是情况，我们在背后讲其他的人一些不好的事情。
Oftentimes, when we speak of some evil things about somebody behind their back,
但是那些人呢，他们没有办法为自己来辩护。
But they cannot defend themselves.
所以呢，这个是神所不喜欢，也是不允许的。
So this does not please God, and God does not allow us to do it.
最近我也读了一本书，里面记载了一个事件。
Recently, I also read a book. It has a recorded such a matter.
就是有一个牧师，他被他的教会其中一个会友看见，这个牧师从一个同性恋的酒吧。当中走出来。
A member of the church who saw the pastor came out of a bar where the homosexuals usually gather.
然后这个会友呢，他就不明白为什么我的牧师会从一个同性恋的酒吧走出来呢？
So this member of the church could not understand why does this pastor came out of that homosexual bar.
但是他却没有直接的去这个牧师那里问他为什么。
But he did not go to the pastor and ask him himself.
他却回到教会里面问其他的一些的会友问关于这个牧师他的私生活他的这个人是一个怎么样的人。
So what he did is he went back to the church, asked the members of the church about the personal life of The pastor.
那这个牧师呢，他就是他的讲话的时候是很小声，而且是很温柔的。
This pastor, when he speaks softly and very gentle.
每个人都知道，而且每个人也不觉得这个是什么一件的，不是一个艺术。
None of the people of the church feel this should be an issue.
但是现在呢？对很多会友的心目中，这个好像是为什么我们的牧师讲话是这样子的呢？
But because of this happened, the members start to think, why did our pastor speak this way?
而且呢，有一些的父母，他就是跟他们的小孩子说，就是要跟牧师保持一段的距离。
So some of the parents started telling their children.To keep a distance from the pastor.
然后这件事呢越闹越大，最后呢就是教会的就是领导呢就是来跟这个牧师来问他。
So this matter started to expand. So eventually, the members of the leaders of the church start talking with the pastor.
然后这个牧师就是说，我感觉到就是神给我有一个负担，要我就是跟这些同性恋的人来传福音。
The pastor said that I felt there's a calling from God to preach the gospel to those homosexuals.
这些教会的领导呢，听到这个回应之后，他们是觉得满意的。
So the leaders of church were satisfied with such an answer.
但是在会友的心中呢，这个牧师他的声誉，还有他这个为人，他做工作的这些方式呢，已经是有一个问号。
But among the members of the church, they had a question mark placed on the pastor, how he lived his life and his conduct.
这个损害呢已经是造成了。
So the damage is done.
最后呢，这个牧师就是事工就是很不顺利，很多人都是不就是不跟随他啊。最后他也要就是 resign 辞职。
Eventually, that people start not following the pastor and his ministry couldn't do very well in the church, so the pastor decided to resign.
当然，整件事情是可以有比较好的处理的方式。
Of course, there could be better ways to manage this whole matter.
但是整件事情是从一个论断开始的。
But this whole thing started by judgment.
那圣经怎么样讲论断这件事情呢？
So what does the people say about judgment?
我们今天要看的这一段经文就是雅各书四章十一到十二节。
Today we're going to read the scripture from the book of James.Chapter 4, verse 11 and 12.
雅各是耶稣的弟弟。
James is the brother of Jesus.
他是写给当时犹太的基督徒，他们是散布在这个小亚细亚的这一带的地方。
This was written to the Jewish Christians who were scattered around Asia Minor.
他们当时是面临有试探，有逼迫。
They were facing temptations and persecution at the time.
在教会里面也遇到很多不同种类的问题。
In their church, there are many different kinds of questions.
在雅各书第三章，整章就是讲到舌头的问题。
In chapter 3 of the book of James, they speak of tongue.
然后去到第四章，我们以为他已经讲完舌头，但是其实他还没有讲完。
We thought he may have finished.Speak about tongue in chapter 4, but he did not.
所以在第四章第十一到十二节，他又讲一个关于就是舌头的问题。
So when you come to verse 11 and 12 of chapter 4, he continued to speak about the tongue.
这里讲到的呢，就是不可彼此批评，也不可论断。
Here it says, "Do not speak against one another, and do not judge each other."
这个在原文里面，这一个不可呢，就是一个命令式。
In the original scripture, the do not is a command.
是绝对不可的意思。
Absolutely not.
这一类的就是劝告，其实在旧约、在新约都有。
Such kind of commandments is both.Occurs in the Old Testament and New Testament.
但是雅各书在这里特别的地方就是他提到为什么不可的这个原因。
But here in the book of James, it mentions why the reason that we cannot do it.
我们不可以批评，不可以就是论断，这个原因就是只有神才有这一个资格来论断。
The reason we cannot speak against or judge.That's only because only God can do it.
因为只有神，他是有这个能力来救人，还有灭人。
Only God has the ability to save and to eliminate us.
我们只可能有机会就是灭人，但是我们却没有能力来救人。
We have no opportunity to save people, but we can harm people.
当我们批评别人还有论断别人，特别是在背后这样子做的时候，
Especially when we speak against someone or judge someone in their back，
我们其实就是将我们自己凌驾于被论断的那些人的之上。
That means we place ourselves above those whom we are judging。
不单只是这样子，我们是将我们自己凌驾于律法之上。
Not only that, we place ourselves above the law.
因为我们就是来审判人。
Because we're judging people.
意思就是我们就是将我们摆在神的位置上来做一件只有神可以做的事情。
That means we put ourselves in the position as God and do things only God can do.
如我们看这一段经文的上下文的时候，
If you look at the context of this passage,
在第四章第七节那里，他雅各就是讲到我们需要去顺服神。
So in verse 7 of chapter 4, James says we need to submit ourselves to God.
然后第四章第八到第九节的时候，总括来说，我们是需要在神的面前悔改。
So in verse 8 and 9 of chapter 4 means we should repent before God.
然后四章第十节的时候，就是讲到我们要在主的面前自卑。
In verse 8, tell us we should humble ourselves before Lord.
然后这一段经文之后，紧接的一段经文就是四章十三到十七节。
So immediately after the scripture, that's a verse 13 and verse 14.
那里讲到就是有一些的商人，他们决定今天明天要去某一个城那里住一年，做买卖得利。
Here they mention the merchants who were planning to go someplace to spend a year there to do business.
但是他们不知道他们的生命不是在他们的掌握当中。
But they did not know their life is not in their own hands.
所以这里是讲到有一种的骄傲。
So here is speak of kind of a pride.
一种的骄傲就是觉得我知道明天会发生什么事情，我可以控制我的将来。
The pride is that we know what's going to happen tomorrow, and I can control my future.
所以我们就是看这一段经文的上下文，可以有一个的总结。
So after we study the context, we can come to a conclusion.
就是在负面的方面呢，神叫我们不可以骄傲。
So the negative is we cannot teach us not to do.
就是我们不可以骄傲。
So we cannot be proud.
正面的呢，就是我们需要在主的面前自卑，因为我们是有罪的人。
So the positive part, we need to humble ourselves before the Lord because we are sinners.
而当我们去批评、论断背后的原因，往往就是出于我们自己的骄傲。
The reason that we may criticize, judge people behind their back is due to our pride.
而且也是我们论断别人的时候，我们自己本身是有罪的人，我们本来是应该悔改的。
So when we speak against someone, that we are ourselves sinners, we ought to repent ourselves.
所以呢，当我们论断其他人的时候，
So when we speak against other people,
我们以为我们是将对方偏离神律法的事情指出来。
We think we are pointing out those people who departed from the law.
但是其实指出的东西呢，是我们自己本身也偏离了律法。
So we actually point out that we ourselves also departed from the law.
因为律法的总纲就是爱。
Because the conclusion of the law is love.
在第四章十一十二节我们所读的这一段经文里面所讲的这一个批评论断背后的原因是出于在弟兄姐妹当中的一些征战斗殴的事情。
So when in the verse 11 and 12 where we speak of speaking against each other and judging all that due to strifes in our midst.
这个就是第四章第一第二节所讲的事情。
This is also what was speaking in verse 1 and 2 of chapter 4.
就是批评还有论断的背后是出于一个私欲。
So behind the judging and speaking against the people is out of our own lust.
在雅各书里面所讲的律法呢，所指的律法就是就是自尊，就是 the supreme law.
So when the law speaking was spoken of in the book of James is the supreme law.
那一个呢，就是爱人如己的那一个的律法。
So that is the law that the love thy neighbors is yourself.
这个是从利未记第十九章十八节那里。
So this was taken from Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18.
那里所讲的呢，就是不可报仇，也不可埋怨你本国的子民，却要爱人如己。我是耶和华。
It says there that do not hold vengeance or take a grudge against the son of the people, and you should love thy neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord.
所以当我们论断人的时候，
so when we speak of people,
所反映的不是对方的错，
we're not showing their wrongs.
所反映的更加是我们在主里面对对方已经失去了那个弟兄姐妹应该有的爱。
It actually reflects that we have lost the love we ought to have for that brother and sister.
我们的批评还有论断 是因为我们跟对方已经在关系上或者是感情上已经是出现了问题。
So when we speak against someone or judge someone, it shows we already had difficult problem with the relationship with the other.
然后我们就借着对方所做的一些我们认为是不好的一些事情，来在背后来批评他、论断他。
Therefore, we use what we think he did, things were wrong, and use that to speak against him.
批评这一个词，在原文这个希腊文就是 kataleleo。
So the original word is in the Latin for speaking against.
对，就是希腊文就是 kataleleo。Kater 呢就是反对的意思。
So the first word kater is against.
Leleo 呢就是啊，就是我说话的意思。说话
means I speak.
所以呢 ，kataleleo 呢就是在说话上反对的意思。
So the word means I speak against.
这个字呢，在圣经另外两处地方有出现。
This word has appeared twice in other places in the Bible.
是在彼得前书。
In the First Peter.
在那里的翻译呢，就是诽谤。
So over there is when we speak evil of other people.
Slandering. 对，就是我们就是捏造一些的事情来告这一个人。
So we say some things to accuse someone.
对，但是这个 kataleleo 这一个字呢，它的意思是很广泛的。
But the word of a kataleleo is much broader than that.
任何负面的形容都是在这个意思之内。
Any negative description are contained in this word.
就算这些负面的形容是完全基于事实，这个也是在这个批评的范围之内。
Even though all the things we said are true, it's still speaking against.
当我们看整个新约的时候，讲到论断的经文有十五个经节是讲到论断。
In the New Testament, there are 15 verses speaking of speaking against.
Speaking about judging.
Speaking about judging.
这十五节的经文里面，十四节都是讲到我们不可以论断。
Of the 15 verses, 14 of them says we do not judge.
只有一节的经文是比较中性。
The only one verse that's becoming neutral.
那个就是哥林多前书第四章第三节。
Is the first Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3.
那里保罗说，我被你们论断，或被别人论断，我都以为极小的事，因为我自己也不论断自己。
So verse 3, it says, but to me, it is a very small thing that I should be examined by you or by any human court. In fact, I do not even examine myself.
所以在新约里面呢，就是90%以上讲到论断的时候呢，都是禁止我们论断。
So in the New Testament, 90% whenever they talk about judging is do not judge.
但是呢，我们是就是要分别一下，就是判断跟论断是不一样。
So we need to discern the difference between judging and appraisal.
就是 evaluate 或者是
assess。
判断，对，判断是有需要的。
So it is important we need to assess.
判断就是我们用神给我们的真理，给我们的智慧来去分辨究竟一些的事情它的真它的假，或者它的善它的恶，或者是来就是判断一个人他是不是一个真的教师或者是一个假的教师，这个都需要判断。
So,to assess is to use the knowledge and wisdom from God to determine if this is true, this is false, this is good, or this is evil, or if this is a true teacher or a false teacher.
在以下所我将会讲的这一些的情况之下，我们是需要判断。
So in the following situation when I'm speaking of, we need to evaluate or to assess.
第一就是在马太福音第七章一到六节。
The first taken from Matthew chapter 7 verses 1 to 6.
那里讲到就是我们判断之前，我们首先要先拿走我们自己的良木，才可以 拿走弟兄姐妹眼中的刺。
So that it says that before we're making any judgment, we need to take out of the log in our eyes.
他不是说我们不可以判断，但是判断之前，我们首先要拿走我们自己的梁木。
So it's not that we cannot evaluate, but before we evaluate, we need to take away the log in our eyes.
然后在同一段的经文也是马太福音第七章十五到十八节。
And also in chapter 7 from verse 15 to 18.
那里说我们要凭着一个人他的果子，果就是这个果子，来看这个人他是不是一个真正从神那里来的人。
We need to determine whether the person is truly from God by evaluating his fruit.
而且就是在另外一种的情况，就是当教会要案例长老案例执事的时候，我们也需要根据圣经给我们的这些条件来判断。
In another situation, when the church is ordained a pastor or an elder or deacons, we also need to use the Bible to make such kind of evaluation.
圣经给我们一些做长老、做执事的一些资格。
In the Bible, it gives the qualifications for being elders and deacons.
这个是在提摩太前书第三章一到十三节。
This was in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses
1 to 13. 还有提多书第一章六到九节。
Also Titus chapter 1 from 6 to 9.
另外还有一种的情况，就是如果有弟兄姐妹就是得罪了我们。
The other situation is when other brothers and sisters who offended us.
我们也需要就是判断，然后呢就是去到他们的面前跟他们说，就是他们就是有一些事情是犯罪或者是得罪了我们。
So we need to go to them and speak with them that they have offended us.
这个是马太福音十八章十五到十八节。
So this is from Matthew 18, 15, verse 15, 18.
但是在其他大部分的情况之下呢，我们的判断是很容易后来变成论断。
So in many places, most of the time when we are evaluating, we become judging.
我们开始的时候只是分析，只是就是判断。
At the beginning, we just analyze and evaluate.
但是我们一路讲一路讲的时候，去到最后变成是论断。
But as we continue to go on, it becomes judging.
在以下的我所讲的这些情况之下呢，我们的判断会变成论断。
So in the following examples, our evaluating becomes judging.
第一种的情况就是当我们论就是判断人有错的时候，我们自己是有同样一个错。
When we the first one when we judge.We evaluate people having faults, but we ourselves also have faults.
这个就是罗马书第二章第一节那里所讲的。
This is what was spoken in Romans chapter 2 verse 1.
他说你这论断人的自己所行却和别人一样。
He says those who are you judging others, you are doing the same as yourself.
这里讲到就是这些犹太人，他们说外邦人有很多的罪。
It was here is speaking those Jewish people who think the Gentiles are sinners.
但是犹太人本身都有这些罪。
But the Jews themselves have such sins as well.
所以他们的判断成为论断。
Therefore, their evaluation become judgment.
另外一种的情况就是刚才也提到马太福音第七章一到六节。
But the other we just mentioned in Matthew chapter 7 verse 1 to 6.
就是当我们判断之前，我们不首先拿走我们眼中的梁木。
So when we started to evaluate, we did not take away the log in our eye first.
另外一种的情况呢，就是我们是用人的标准、人的传统或者是人的意见来判断。
Yet another example is we use the traditions or standards or past experiences to judge people.
意思就是我们用人的标准代替了神的标准。
That means we replace the God's standard with man's standard.
在罗马书第十四章那里有讲到这一件事情。
Romans chapter 14 they speak of such things.
那里呢，就是有一些的弟兄姐妹，他们是吃就是蔬菜，然后他们就是来评论那些吃肉的人。
So here, some of the brothers and sisters who only eat vegetables, they judge those who eat meat.
吃菜也好，吃肉也好，神都是允许的。
Whether you eat vegetables or you eat meat, both are allowed by God.
还有在哥林多前书第八章那里也有讲到，就是有一些的弟兄姐妹，他们是吃过就是献给偶像的那一些的肉。
And also in 1 Corinthians chapter 8, it was speaking of some of the brothers and sisters who ate the meat who offered for sacrifices.
有些的弟兄姐妹就是说，你们不可以吃这种的肉。
Some would say you cannot eat such kind of meat.
这个是论断。
This is judging.
因为圣经并没有这一个的标准说我们就是不可以吃已经祭过偶像的那些肉。
Because in the Bible, there's never said that we cannot eat those meat who are used for sacrifice idols.
在教会的当中，很容易发生这一种的论断。
In the church, very often such judgment can happen.
就是我们根据我们自己长大的一些环境，就是在教会里面所受的教导，或者我们自己所看的一些书。或者我们对圣经的一些自己的理解，然后呢，就是用这些作为一个标准，代替了神的标准。
This means sometimes we use what we have learned in the church, what we understood from the Bible, and our ideas, our opinion, as a standard judging people.
好像有一些人觉得星期天应该整天就是我们新月的安息日。
So some people may think on the Sunday the entire day should be the Sabbath for the
New Testament.
New Testament.
所以崇拜之后呢，我们不应该出去就是打球，或者是就是去超级市场买东西。
Therefore, it says after the service we cannot go out shopping or we cannot go out to play ball.
对。还有甚至呢，就是奉献也可以是一种这样子的情况。
Also, this can apply regarding offering.
我所讲的是十一奉献。
We're talking about the tithing.
好，因为这一个的就是在神学上是有其实是有不同的意见。
Because we know that in the, among the theologians, there are different opinions regarding tithing.
好，因为有些人觉得十一奉献呢，就是旧约摩西律法的其中一部分，但是所有就是摩西的律法在基督里面已经是成就应验了，所以呢，对于今天的基督徒来说呢，是不再适合。
So because some people think tithing is part of a Mosaic law, and we know that the Mosaic law were fulfilled in Christ, therefore they concluded.The tithing no longer apply to today in the New Testament time.
当然有一些的就是神学家他也有不同的意见，就是就是这个十一奉献到今天也是 applicable.
Of course, some other theologians think it's still applicable in terms of tithing in today.
对。然后第四种的情况呢，就是雅各书四章十一节我们这一段经文所讲的情况。
The fourth kind is where we are speaking today on chapter 4 verse 11 in the book of James.
这一种的情况呢，就是讲到当我们判断的时候，我们背后如果是出于我们一个私欲的话呢，这个也是一个论断。
So if we are evaluating people out of our ownpersonal lust, it is become judging.
其实论断跟发怒是很多相类似的地方。
Actually, there's a great similarity between judging and being angry.
就是阿里斯多德Aristotle, 他曾经就是讲每一个人都可以发怒，但是呢，如果你要对这个发怒的对象是正确，发怒的程度是合当。时间还有动机还有方式的都是合当的话呢，这个发怒就不是这么容易。
This is what 亚里士多德所讲的。 He says everyone can be angry. However, if you are angry, the degree of anger is appropriate. The method of expressing your anger is appropriate. Then that would be okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Every, you know, it is easy to get angry, but it is not easy to angry with the right person at the right time, at the right place, with the right motive, and in the right manner. That is not easy. 就是论断也是这种的情况。
So, 同样 similarly, judging is the same way as getting angry. It's not easy to control.
对。在以下这一些的情况之下呢，当我们就是有一种的冲动，就是想批评、想论断的时候，我们应该停下来问我们以下这一些，问以下这一些的问题。
So what I'm going to say is that before we're making any evaluation or judgment, we need to consider the following issues.
有六个问题。
There are six of them.
第一个问题我们要问，为什么我们要讲这些的说话？
The first, why do we want to say these things?
我们在背后这样子讲的这些的内容，是不是出于一个爱的动机来讲？
When we speak of this behind their back, are we doing so out of love?
第二个问题呢，就是我们所讲说的这个对象是谁？
The second is who are we talking about?
我们是不是有一个恰当的一个位置，一个角色，可以跟这一个人讲这些的说话？
Do we have the proper position to speak to such with such a person?
第三个问题就是我讲这些说话的内容是什么？
The third is what is the content of what I'm saying?
内容是不是全部都是基于事实？
Are they all based on facts?
或者只是部分是基于事实，另外一部分是我分析出来的结果？
Or there's only partial of them are factual, the others is what my conclusion by my own analysis.
就算我是100%是基于事实，那我怎么样肯定我知道对方的动机是怎么样？
Even though my facts are 100% accurate, and yet how do I know the motivation of the other person?
第四呢，就是我讲这些说话的时候，我的方式还有我的语气是怎么样？
The fourth is how when I speak of this,What is the tone and the word I'm using?
很多时候不是我们说什么，而是我们怎么样说。
Sometimes it's not what we say, but it's how we said it.
第五个问题就是我讲这些说话的时候，这个时机是怎么样。
So the number five is what is the timing of my saying such things?
是不是可以等一下，或者有一个更好的时机来这样来说这些话？
Should I wait for a while, or even better time? There's a better time to do it.
第六个问题就是我讲这些话的时候，这个地点还有场合是怎么样？
Number six is when I speak of such things, what was the occasion, what was the situation?
是应该在私底下这样子讲，或者是公开的这样子讲呢？
Should I say this in private or in public?
所以呢，如果我们要在每一个这个六个问题上面我们都做得对的话呢，其实是不容易的。
It's not easy if we can answer all these six questions correctly.
假如我们每一个的问题，我们有就是50%的机会，我们是做对的。
Even though we maybe half the time we're right.
In each of those questions.
In each of those questions.
所以呢，全部六条问题都对的这一个的概率呢
？So what is the possibility?Of all six questions are correct.
就是0.5乘0.5乘六次。
So you times 0.5 six times.
最后呢，就是1.6%。
So it's only 1.6%.
所以呢，只有1.6%的情况之下呢，我们才可以就是做到合到好处。
So there's only possibility of 1.6% we could be doing just right.
意思就是说，当我们去判断的时候，如果我们不小心的时候呢，98.4%的情况之下，我们都是跌入论断这一个罪里面。
So if we are not careful when we try to evaluate, 98.4% of the time we fall into judging people.
神不是要我们批评论断我们的弟兄姐妹。
God does not want us to speak against or judge our brothers or sisters.
神要我们爱我们的弟兄姐妹。
God wants us to love our brothers and sisters.
因为爱其实就是律法的总纲。
Because love is the conclusion of the law.
当我们批评有人，就是他没有做到神的心意、神的律法的时候，但是如果我们这一种的批评不是出于一个爱心的话，那我们自己其实也偏离了律法。
So if we criticize people, they didn't do things out of the will of God. When we make such a judgment, we are also not out of love.
所以呢，每当我们有这一个的想法，就是要批评或者是论断的时候。
So whenever we have the desire to speak against someone or to judge someone,
我们需要停下来。
We need to stop.
我们不可以继续。
We cannot continue.
而且呢，我们需要就是为对方来祷告。
We need to pray for the other party.
而且我们不单只不要批评，不要论断，我们要讲一些造就对方的话。
Not only we should not speak against or judge, we ought to speak things to edify people.
如果有人跟你说其他人的一些不好的事情，
If somebody speak of some evil things about other people to you,
你也应该提醒他不可以这样子说。
You need to remind him not to do so.
否则的话，就是你也会陷在他的这个论断的罪里面。
Otherwise, you also fall into his sin of judging.
对于每一个人来说，
to everyone,
我们都可以成为其他人论断我们是他们论断的对象。
We can be the target of other people's judging.
我们每一个人自己也有一些的责任，就是当其他人来到我们面前讲我们一些提醒我们一些事情，或者是讲我们一些不好的事情，面对面跟我们讲的时候。
We also have some responsibility when some people come to us, talk to us face to face about our fault.
我们需要有一个谦虚谦卑的心来聆听。
We need to listen with a humbling heart.
因为很多人其实他是尝试是跟我们说我们的一些不好的地方。
Because some people try to teach us, tell us some of our faults.
但是我们听了之后好像听不见，或者我们就是 deny 或者是 defense.
So, sometimes we may not listen, or we may deny, or we may defend ourselves.
以知道他们就是间接鼓励他们在背后要这样子讲。
When you do this, you are indirectly encourage them to continue to do that.
当教会里面有就是彼此批评、彼此论断的事情的时候，
When the church, there are people speaking against each other or judging each other.
这个是一个很失见证的一件事情。
This will lose testimony for the church.
这个也会影响事工的发展。
It will also affect the ministry of the church.
没有新的人在我们当中，他们也不想来到这样子的一个地方。
The new people would not want to come to a church like this.
有一个18岁的神学生。
There was an 18-year-old seminary student.
他被邀请去讲一篇的道。
He was invited to give a sermon.
他这个是他第一次讲道。
It was the first time that he preached.
这个时间呢，就是复活节的晚上。
That was the night of Easter.
这个学生他自己呢有四篇从其他地方借来的讲道。
This person who has four sermons that he borrowed from others.
那他呢就是将这四个讲这个四个其他人的这个讲道呢，就是做一些的修改，然后呢就是练习怎么样讲这四篇道。
So he modified these four sermons and started practicing how to preach.
他自己就是自己在练习，但是他从来没有公开这样子讲任何一篇道。
He was just practicing. He never preached in public.
他自己的觉得就是任何这四个其中一个讲道都可以有二十三十分钟这样子。
He thought each one of those four sermons can last about 20 to 30 minutes.
所以复活节之前的那一天晚上，他非常的紧张。
So he was pretty nervous during the night before Easter.
他没有睡觉。
He did not sleep.
他是在查经，而且呢是在祷告。
He was praying and studying the Bible.
也是练习他那四篇的讲道。
Also practiced his four sermons.
然后第二天早上，就是复活节的星期天的早上，他也继续的在练习。
So he continued to practice on the Easter Sunday morning.
然后去到复活节的晚上的时候呢，他呢就走到台的前面。
So on the evening he came to the podium.
他非常的紧张。
He was very nervous.
他的就是整个脚都是在颤抖。
So he was trembling in his feet.
两个手都充满了汗。
So he was perspiring in both hands.
因为是他第一次讲道。
This is his first sermon.
然后他就开始他讲第一篇的道。
So he speak his first sermon.
开始了没有多久之后呢，他就接触了这第一篇的讲道。
Very soon he concluded the first sermon.
只是两分钟，用了两分钟的时间。
Only two minutes.
当然他不记了很多的东西，所以一篇二十三十分钟的讲道。只是变成两分钟。
Because he couldn't remember many of them, that's why he only took 2 minutes to finish.
然后他就讲他第二篇道。
And then continued to the second sermon.
然后很快呢也讲完了。
Quickly he finished too.
然后他讲第三篇。
Then he to the third sermon.
然后之后再讲第四篇。
Then followed by the fourth.
之后他呢就是坐下来。
Then he sat down.
只是用了八分钟。
Only used 8 minutes.
八分钟讲了四篇道。
So he spoke 4 sermons in 8 minutes.
年份是1937年。
That was in 1937.
这个18岁的神学生，他的名字呢就是 Billy Graham.
So this person is Billy Graham.
他是美国甚至是全世界最有名的一个牧师或者是布道家。
So we know that he is one of the famous American evangelists. Or international famous.
听过他讲道的人是几千上亿的这个人数。
There are millions or billions of people have listened to his preaching.
但是在他第一次讲道的当天的晚上。
But on the night he first preaching.
那一个是一个小小的教会，有大概有40个会众。
So there was a real small church with about 40 people.
他八分钟就讲完了四篇道。
Preached the four sermons in 8 minutes.
但是当天晚上没有人来论断他。
But no one judged him that night.
当天晚上也没有人批评他。
And no one criticized him that night.
没有人说我看你都不是一个讲道的材料。
They never say I don't think you could ever preach.
或者你不是一个牧师的材料。
Or you are not qualified to be a pastor.
我们不会知道如果当天。真的有人这样子批评论断的话，历史会怎么样的改变？
We don't know if someone really judged him that night, how this history may have changed.
但是神呢，是绝对不要我们来批评还有论断。
So, but we know God absolutely forbidden us to judge or speak.
神要我们爱我们的弟兄姐妹。
God wants us to love our brothers and sisters.
在结束的时候，我给大家有就是一分钟，就是在主的面前来安静。
As we close, I give you one minute to be quiet before our Lord.
请大家低头在主的面前来。如果我们在过去或者是现在，我们有论断批评人的这一种的情况，我们现在要在主的面前来认罪，来悔改。
Let us bow our head, and if we have in the past or now that we have judged people and criticized people, let us repent, we confess before our Lord.
而且我们也借着这一个安静的时候，为我们经常或者我们喜欢论断的那一些的人，我们为他们来祷告。
We also use this time to pray for those whom we often criticize.
对，为我们经常论断他们的，就是那一些讲他们坏话的那一些的人，我们为他们来祷告。
We'll pray for those who, for whom we often criticize and judge. Let's pray for them.
天父，我们在你面前，我们认罪，我们悔改。
Heavenly Father, we confess and repent before you.
因为批评人、论断人，实在是我们私欲的一部分。
We know that to speak against or to judge someone is part of our own lust.
当我们批评人、论断人的时候，这个反映了我们已经失去了对我们弟兄姐妹的爱。
When we speak against someone or judging someone, it just shows that we have lost love for our brothers and sisters.
求神你怜悯我们。
May God have mercy on us.
也帮助我们。
And also help us.
让我们在你面前立志。
So that we resolute before you.
永远不在人家的背后批评论断。
We shall never speak against or judge anyone in their back.
我们要爱我们的弟兄姐妹。
We ought to love our brothers and sisters.
求神你帮助我们。
Please help us, God.
奉主耶稣基督的名来求。
We pray in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.